A Chinese business person who was missing for years has abruptly reappeared. Whitney Duan was connected to the wife of a powerful Chinese official. She and her husband, now ex-husband, involved themselves in numerous businesses using their connections, and they rose as China did until Whitney vanished in 2017. There was no word from any legal authority about an arrest. Her ex-husband, Desmond Shum, is safely outside China and finally wrote a book about Whitney. It was receiving advanced publicity, and just as the book was about to be published, Whitney Duan reappeared. Desmond Shum is on the line to tell us about this. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
How did you hear from your ex-wife?
She reached out. She called my phone. She called my phone and early in the morning. I've heard her voice for the first time ever, you know, for the last 4 years.
And what did she say?
She said she's on temporary lease, and they can take her back anytime. And she wanted me to cancel the book publication.
She wanted you to cancel the book publication.
Yes, but it's you know, one of the very best thing. I mean, really the best thing is our son get to talk to her, and then we get to know she's actually alive.
You have a son, we should note, who is 12 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, he's 12 now, and then he hasn't, you know, had a chance to talk to his mom since he was 8. You know, it's a very strange thing.
And you have not had a word from her. She could have been dead for all you know.
Nobody has a word for the last 4 years. The government never acknowledged they have taken her, and they never charged her. Actually, it's funny. If that's the word, such a word, it's funny. I asked her, what is her charge? She said it needs to be confidential. She cannot disclose what her charge is.
So it seems certain to you that she really was in the custody of the Chinese government, which has still made no official statement. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, and she acknowledged that. She said, you know, they have been lenient on her. I believe she's still under home detention. She's not really free, you know. And then, I mean, she's talking to me through them. I feel like I'm essentially negotiating with a kidnapper.
Well, let's talk about that negotiation. You had this book. You'd recorded an interview with us that we were preparing to play on this very program this very day. And it was a book not only about your ex-wife's disappearance, but about corruption in China, about the way the Chinese business system works. You told me that your ex-wife got on the phone and said you need to cancel the publication of the book. Is that even possible at this late date?
I don't think it's possible, and I have no intention whatsoever. I mean, but I know bureaucrats in Beijing probably, you know, don't know that. They think I can pull it in the last minute. And then she gave me a second call after that. Yeah.
Oh, she gave you a second call. Go on.
Yeah, she gave me a second call after the first one, come to no result. And then the last one was more threatening, so more threats on this one. Mm-hmm. So it's...
You understand the threat to be that if you don't find some way to cancel the book, your wife will go back into custody?
That's being one of them, because she told us she is a temporary release, and then they can take her back anytime. And then she actually she asked me the question, what would happen to our son if something unfortunate happened to me. She asked the question, how would I feel if something happened to our son? And then she used sort of the cold slogan, you know, in China, they have this slogan, so the ones who oppose this, the opposers to stay will see no good ending.
You understood that to mean that terrible things will happen to her.
Yeah, she is. I believe she's not free. She's just under home attention. They just shipped her from the black cell and now to home detention. Because she said the first thing she did, she called her father. That's, I thought that's really strange. They live in the same building. If you're free, why didn't you just walk over and go see your father? Hmm. obviously, you know, look at the development in the last 24 hours. I can understand why.
I think you. It sounds like you're saying you don't know that she's really free. You only know that she is alive.
She's not free. She's probably under home detention. Somebody is listening on our calls and telling her what to say. That's what I would say.
Book publication is tomorrow?
Yeah, the book comes out tomorrow. And she warned me. She said, you know, be calm. Don't publish the book. It would no, you know, it would bring more harm. It's no good to slander the states. I was like, no, I'm very calm. I work on this book over 3-4 years now. And it took me, I didn't even, you know, intend to publish when I first started the book. I decided to publish the book because I said, well, the world needs to know more about what China really is and how things really work.
In a sentence or two, do you believe that the best course for her safety is, in fact, to continue to speak out?
I think that's definitely the best course because after the news broke, the book coming out imminently, she'll reappear after 4 years.
Desmond Shum, thank you for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's very much appreciated.
Desmond Shum is outside of China now. He's a businessman. His book, Red Roulette, an insider story of wealth, power, corruption, and vengeance in today's China, is, as we heard him say, out tomorrow.